Recorded Books Incorporated presents an unabridged recording of Life Support by Tess Gerritsen, narrated by George Guidel. This work, copyrighted 1997 by Tess Gerritsen, is recorded by arrangement with Simon & Schuster Audio. This recording is copyrighted 1997 by Recorded Books Incorporated. The overnight ER rotation at Springer Hospital is a calm one, which suits Dr. Toby Harper just fine. While Toby is fiercely proud of the stripes she earned as a resident in a big city ER, she's come to appreciate the pace at Springer. But no hospital could have been prepared for the man Toby admits one quiet night. Delirious and in critical condition from a possible viral infection of the brain, he barely responds to treatment. And then, he disappears without a trace. And now, Life Support.
Chapter 1. A scalpel is a beautiful thing. Dr. Stanley Mackey had never noticed this before, but as he stood with head bowed beneath the OR lamps, he suddenly found himself marveling at how the light reflected with diamond-like brilliance off the blade. It was a work of art, that razor-sharp lunula of stainless steel, so beautiful, in fact, that he scarcely dared to pick it up, for fear he would somehow tarnish its magic. In its surface he saw a rainbow of colors, light fractured to its purest elements. "Dr. Mackey, is something wrong?" He looked up and saw the scrub nurse frowning at him over her surgical mask. He had never before noticed how green her eyes were. He seemed to be seeing, really seeing, so many things for the very first time. The creamy texture of the nurse's skin, the vein coursing along her temple, the mole just above her eyebrow. Or was it a mole? He stared. It was moving, crawling like a many-legged insect toward the corner of her eye. "Stan?" Dr. Rudman, the anesthesiologist, was speaking now, his voice slicing through Mackey's dismay. "Are you all right?" Mackey gave his head a shake. The insect vanished. It was a mole again.
Just a tiny...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?